QED.
Burning Man starts Monday. The gathering began in the 80s on a beach in San Francisco, but now people converge in a desert outside Reno, Nevada. Almost 70,000 burners will travel there from all over the world, and many will bring bicycles. After it's over, most of the festival's structures and artworks will be ritually burned or packed up and taken away. But that's not always true of the bikes. Valley Public Radio's Carrie Klein has this story about how some Burning Man bicycles end up almost 400 miles away at a Central Valley middle school.
When 7th grader George Rocha heard the announcement, he raced to the school office as fast as he could. There was going to be a free bike giveaway.
I needed a bike, and I kind of want something to ride to school because I don't really have anything else.
His last bike fell apart 2 years ago. Since then, he's had to walk to school. George got his bike, along with about 30 other students, at Haven Drive Middle School in the farmworker town of Arvin, outside Bakersfield. In the parking lot, kids whiz by on pink, black, and green single-speed cruisers.
We're going to ride riding to a friend's house,
to a store, to a school. We'll get a Frosty King.
Fine white dust from the desert still clings to handlebars and chains. Some bikes are pretty beat up.
Grab like wire cutters.
So mechanics from the nonprofit Bike Bakersfield are showing the kids how to fix up their new wheels. And these bikes have some unique problems. Adam Kaler pulls a string of lights out from between some rusty spokes.
A lot of stripping of fur and psychedelic colored duct tape and things like that. Some are better than others. They were at Burning Man, so the desert kind of did a number on some of them.
Burning Man is huge, 5 square miles, and cars aren't allowed.
If you walk, it would take you forever to get anywhere. So bicycles are the mode of transportation.
They're also a mode of self-expression, says Joey Adams. She's a 5-time burner from Fresno.
You get furry bikes, you get lit-up bikes. I had a friend that put a bubble maker on the back of her bike.
And yet, every year, between 1 and 2,000 bikes are left behind. It's an uncomfortable reality, because one of the festival's guiding principles is leave no trace. In fact, trash is such a big deal, it has a special name, MOOP.
MOOP, matter out of place. You do not leave trash. You take it with you. You bring it in, you take it out. And there is a huge community of burners that stay behind, and they scour every little, you know, grain of sand for cigarette butts, for anything that's left behind.
A bike is a big piece of moop. One burner calls it unforgivable moopage. So why does it happen? Well, some burners are careless and overwhelmed and just abandon their bikes. Others are flying home and don't know what to do with them. And some simply lose their bikes in the chaos of 70,000 people trying to be everywhere at once. Burning Man has found ways to repurpose them. Some get recycled into the festival's own bike share pool, and others go to nonprofits. So that's how the bikes got to Arvin, to kids like George. The Dolores Huerta Foundation organized the giveaway. Elizabeth Martinez works on health issues for the foundation.
In order for you to be healthy, you know, you gotta eat healthy, you have to, you know, be active, and a lot of the times there's barriers, especially in our little cities. Someone just popped a tire.
But Martinez says it's not just about promoting exercise. It's also about giving kids a new way to be independent and a new skill.
We're teaching them how to fix their bikes on their own, and we're also motivating them to be physically active due to so much high diabetes, obesity, and other chronic illnesses here in our community.
Overall, it seems like a win-win. Bikes getting recycled for a good cause and keeping with the burner principle of civic responsibility. And yet, some Burning Man representatives were reluctant to discuss it. They fear burners might leave even more bikes behind, with the assumption that volunteers will deal with them. Ideally, burners would leave bikes at designated drop points to make getting them to places like Arvin easier and cheaper. It would also keep a bike from becoming an unforgivable moop before it gets reincarnated as a 7th grader's favorite new possession. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Arvin.